For a scripture reading, we'll take your Bibles, open them to Thessalonians 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. May God add his blessings to this reading.
Thanks, Phil, for helping out. As you can tell, my sermon title, Thankful Living, we got a holiday coming up called Thanksgiving, and that's going to happen this Thursday. I'm going to reread the text, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. You know, I bet Paul was a prophet and knew that we had Thanksgiving Day, and we were going to need that text for Thanksgiving Day. That supposition is probably wrong. He knew that we needed Thanksgiving every day, every moment of the day in our lives, and that's why he wrote that text. So, Barb and I, about a month ago, our kids had plans, all except for one, and we'll just have lunch with Mark and Cheryl on Thanksgiving. Well, one of them's trip to Hawaii with their in-laws fell through, and another one was going to be working, and another one, it all fell through, and they invited us up to Thanksgiving with all four of our daughters and grandchildren, and we're very appreciative of that. The other blessing is we're still going to have Thanksgiving with Mark and Cheryl, and we're going to be roommates. So anyway, this little poem that I'm going to read is fitting for our Thanksgiving lunch. Thanks for inviting us to your Thanksgiving dinner. A day spent in your company is invariably a winner. Thank you for the time you spent preparing all the food. For making us feel welcome, you have our gratitude. So I hope you are able to feel that way about your Thanksgiving dinner. Anyway, I came across this little story in a book and would like to share it with you today. One afternoon, a shopper at a local mall felt the need for a coffee break. She bought herself a little bag of cookies and put them in her shopping bag. She then got in line for coffee, found a place to sit at one of the crowded tables, you know how the malls are at Thanksgiving, and then taking the lid off of her coffee and taking out a magazine, she began to sip her coffee and read. Across the table from her, a man sat reading a newspaper. After a minute or two, she reached out and took a cookie. As she did, the man seated across the table reached out and took one too. This put her off, but she did not say anything. A few moments later, she took another cookie. Once again, the man did too. So now she was getting a bit upset, but she still did not say anything. After having a couple sips of coffee, she once again took another cookie. So did the man. She was really upset by this, especially since now only one cookie was left. In our family, everybody knows when there's only one cookie left. Apparently, the man also realized that only one cookie was left. Before she could say anything, he took it, broke it in half, and offered half to her and proceeded to eat the other half himself. Then he smiled at her and, putting the paper under his arm, rose and walked off. She was steamed. Her coffee break ruined. Already thinking ahead of how she was to tell this offense to her family, she folded her magazine, opened her shopping bag, and there discovered her own unopened bag of cookies. I like that story because it makes me think of how well God treats me, even when I'm not treating him well or thinking all that kindly about him. It also makes me think about how sometimes I do not really appreciate what I have or act like I know where it came from. It serves as a kind reminder to me, like that reminder in today's New Testament reading, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Also, Paul writes in Ephesians 5:20, give thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. What is Paul saying here? Number one, give thanks in all circumstances, good or bad. Number two, give thanks for everything. Number three, give thanks at all times, not just Thanksgiving Day. Number four, give thanks to God, because that's where everything comes from. Why did he do this? It is the will of God in Jesus Christ for you. Do you want to do what is God's will for you? I do. Well, we better start right now giving thanks for everything in all circumstances at all times. Just recently, I had a check with my optometrist because I wasn't seeing very good. And I knew my vision was getting blurry in my left eye where I had cataract surgery. And my vision was 20/100 in the left eye, 20/20 in the right eye, so that got me by. Well, I needed, where they did the cataract surgery, the posterior capsule was blurring, and I needed this surgery called YAG laser surgery, where they zap it and it clears it up. Anyway, it took a month to get in to the doctor to get this done. My, that really kind of put me out, but it finally got it done. Then I had to wait 2 weeks to get my eyes recorrected to see how well it cleared it up. And they were able to recorrect it to 20/25, pretty close to 20/20, and praise the Lord. Lessons learned. Patience, wait on the Lord. It taught me how important it was to a person to have their vision and what others go through when they don't have their vision. So I want to praise God for that. Someone once asked this person, if you could be granted one wish, what would your wish be? Do you know what the answer was? I wish that I could be given an even greater ability to appreciate all that I already have. Do you know what that person was asking for? According to 1 Thessalonians 5:18, he was asking for the will of God. Yes, to give thanks in all circumstances for what he already has. No, he did not want any more stuff. He just wanted the ability to be more thankful. Would you want to marry someone with that attitude? That motto? That is the type of person I want to be. And that is the person God wants me to be. Why do you think David was a man after God's own heart? Let's read some of the answers. He was going around doing the will of God, giving thanks and praises to God for what God did for him. Psalm 106, 1 and 2 says, praise the Lord. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who can utter the mighty doings of the Lord or show forth all his praise? Psalm 145, 10. All thy works shall give thanks to thee, O Lord, and all thy saints shall bless thee. Psalm 95:2. Let's come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. Psalm 50, verse 14. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Psalm 150, verse 6. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good and his steadfast love endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations. I could go on and on with texts that David wrote with praise and thanksgiving to God. How about you? We're going to have that opportunity the next quarter for Sabbath school lessons. It's about Psalms. The whole quarter is about the book of Psalms. So we will be giving thanks to God and praising God every Sabbath. So make sure you come to Sabbath school. Do you have a faith that is thankful in everything? That is something to think about, especially that is something to think about when you consider the power of thanksgiving and how not only we are blessed or rewarded for it, but so is God and all those around us. Another question on thanksgiving is, who is more blessed, the giver or the receiver? We all know the phrase in Acts 20, verse 35, it is more blessed to give than to receive. But who is more blessed? The man who gave his last $100 to the mission lunch, or the starving man who was able to get nourishment from the meal and live? To me, that is a dual blessing, and both men are blessed. What about the man who gave a blood transfusion, or the man that received it, and he beat leukemia? The real example here is Jesus, the giver of eternal salvation, or the sinner that received his eternal salvation. That makes it very clear to me. Jesus, the giver of salvation, is way more blessed than the one who received it. Without his gift, it wouldn't have been possible. What about our attitude in thanksgiving? It is important how we think when we give. 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, everybody knows that, for God loves a cheerful giver. If you give out of love, compassion, and caring, you will be among the blessed because God loves you. Yes, God doesn't want us to give reluctantly or begrudgingly. He wants us to give for our love for one another. Why did Jesus die for our sins? Why did he die that we may have eternal life? Because he so loved the world. If you have thankful giving, you will be doing what God wants you to do. Give out of love like he did. The principal reason that God wants to bless you is not because he wants to bless you. He wants to bless you to make you a blessing to others. So when you are saying, Lord, bless me, you are not asking him to bless you so you can be blessed. He's blessing you so you can bless others. That is thankful giving. You have a heart inside of you that keeps you alive. When it stops, you die. The reason it is working for you is because it is receiving and giving constantly. It receives blood from one chamber and it gives it to your body. As soon as it stops either receiving or stops giving, you will die. In order for you to have life and have it more abundantly, you not only need to be receiving the blessing God gives to you, but he blessed you that you will have blessings to give. If Christ is in you, He wants to bless all others through your testimony of him. Have you counted your blessings lately? Psalms 103:1 says, "Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits." This text is telling us to remember all the benefits God has done for us. Celebrate Thanksgiving through thankful living. You can spot a person who has for his motto, thankful living. Do you know who they are? They are the ones who are suffering or having hardships, and you ask them how they are doing, and they say, "Oh, I am blessed." They are the ones that we know that they are really struggling and say, "Oh, if I was getting any better, I don't know what I would do." They are focusing on their blessings. A person who is happy must constantly employ and enjoy his blessings. You must thank the Lord for the good that you have. Does this come naturally? No, you must train yourself to do this. Psalm 68:19 says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with blessings." Have you counted them lately? All the good things God has done for you. Let's start with thanking him for his word. What would you do without the Bible? The Bible is a guide, a comfort that gives us instruction and gives us inspiration. All the way from the beginning to the end, there is a blessing in the Bible. Revelation 1:3 says, "Blessed is he who reads and those who keep the prophecy and the words therein." There is a blessing on everyone who reads the Bible. If you don't read your Bible every day, then you are leaving unclaimed blessings. I can imagine up in heaven that there's this huge warehouse, bigger than a Costco. And you're walking with your angel and say, "Well, what's that warehouse all about?" Angel says, "That's where they keep all the unclaimed blessings that people didn't pick up." Blessed are those who hear, read, and keep. What is he talking about here? The blessing of obedience. Why did God bless Abraham? Genesis 26:3 says, "You will be dwelling in this land, and I will bless you." Why? Because Abraham obeyed. "He kept my charge and he kept my commandments, my statutes and my laws." If there is a blessing in obedience, is the converse true? Are there curses in disobedience? Deuteronomy 28:1 says, "Now that it shall come to pass that if you diligently obey the voice of your God to observe carefully all his commandments that I command you today, that the Lord will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all those blessings shall come upon you and overtake you." Do you know what that means? Picture a person running away from a wave of blessings, a tsunami of blessings coming after you, and it overtakes you. How many of you would like to get drowned in that wave? I would. He is promising you that if you do this, these blessings will overtake you. The devil has fooled us into thinking that sin will bring you happiness. Sin will not bring a blessing. Disobedience brings a curse. Obedience brings a blessing. Does God still mean this, or was it an Old Testament promise? He blesses you for your obedience. Revelation 22:14 says, "Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life and may enter into the gates of the city." What are the blessings? Are they money, food, clothing, or physical blessings. Ephesians 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." These are spiritual blessings. These are listed in Ephesians as being adopted as sons, accepted, redemption, forgiveness, wisdom, and prudence. By accepting Christ's spiritual blessings, you will have thankful living. Thankfulness seems to be a lost art today. To illustrate this, I want to tell you about a ministerial student from Evanston, Illinois. That's right near where Barb's family is, who was part of a life-saving squad. In 1860, that's a little far removed from Barb's family, but in 1860, a ship went aground on the shore of Lake Michigan near Evanston, and Edward Spencer waded again and again into the frigid waters to rescue 17 passengers. I've been in Lake Michigan, and that water can get frozen during the winter. In the process, his health was permanently damaged. Some years later, at his funeral, it was noted that not one of these people he rescued thanked him. That makes me think, I did not thank the doctor that did the laser surgery, so I got a duty when I get home to write him a thank you note. In conclusion, I was going to list my top 10 blessings that I'm thankful for, but instead, I would like the deacons to get a mic and pass around and let you voice what blessings you are thankful for. And while we're waiting for them, I will list my top two things that I'm thankful for. I am thankful that God blessed me with wonderful parents who loved me, cared for me, and taught me about Jesus and his love. And number one, Jesus is number one on the list of things for which I am thankful. No one ever loved me like Jesus. He loved me so much that he was willing to die on a cross so that I can have everlasting life. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anybody that would like to share what they're thankful for?
Because God's placed people in my life that I can help, and there's nothing that makes me happier than being able to help.
That is a kind of an ultimate happiness, is knowing that you help someone, isn't it? Anybody else have something they're thankful for?
I'm so grateful that I have grown spiritually and that I'm here to help my husband and his son in every way that I can.
Amen. Anybody else?
Well, I feel like I've had the tsunami of blessings. There's so many things to be thankful for. Food, shelter, warm house, family. But right now I'm especially thankful that your test last week came back clear.
Clear of cancer, that is.
I'm very thankful for the Word of God.
Amen. His Holy Bible, without it we'd be lost, wouldn't we?
I am so thankful that God went to the ends of the earth, came here to save us.
Yeah.
We're so thankful for so many things. But when Christ came to give his life for us, for one person, what a privilege that was for us, our humankind. But I'm so thankful for the Seventh-day Adventist Church and for its truth.
I want to tell you one other thing I'm thankful for, and that is for Harold. I'm thankful that he's coming to church regularly and learning more about Jesus. And he was a blessing as a patient. And I just really appreciated taking care of him. Anybody else down here?
I want to thank the Lord that I don't always get my way. I have people in my life and experiences that have happened that I was so disappointed. I had prayed about it and God didn't give it to me. And then later on, I saw how great it was that I hadn't gotten my own way. So I'm really, really glad for his leading. For saying no.
Amen. Yes.
I want to echo, where do I start? Everything is a gift.
Everything.
So I just want to read James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. So this is one thing that lately been kind of emphasizing is the blessings. And we've come to the conclusion that there's so many, there's no way to count them.
Amen. Right there.
I am thankful for the seventh-day Sabbath, that God gives us this gift in time. Otherwise, we would be beating ourselves up trying to get everything done on our to-do lists. Yeah. I'm also thankful that my mom is here with us today.
Amen.
Worshiping here. And I understand that she's been coming here regularly. So she needs companionship, guys. Thank you.
I'm thankful for the favor and the mercy to all of us and meeting our needs on a daily basis. But most of all, it's that little guidance daily.
Yes.
What to do next. The guidance has got to be there.
Yeah.
I'm just a mess without it. To make some normal state of it is not easy right now. Become harder. But I stop and I listen. What's next?
If you want to have a good day, ask for guidance from the Holy Spirit first thing in the morning. Yes.
I'm thankful for the children that come to our primary room.
Amen. Yes.
I'm thankful that Jesus gave his life for me and everybody. If not, we would have no hope.
Amen. We have no hope without him. Thanks.
I'm thankful for my caring son at this time in my life.
Amen. Okay. At this point, we're going to conclude the message. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we give you thanks for everything we have. We know that you love us so dearly, and that is totally demonstrated in the sacrifice you gave with your son. And we have for eternity to be with you, to learn more of your love, and to spread that love to others that we meet. In thy holy name, amen.